interesting and important point. Hillary Clinton won more than 17 million votes in the Democratic primary, and John Vivo and Maggie Wellington are two of those votes. They're from Boardman, Ohio. John and Maggie, are you there?
We're here.
Okay, I'm a national political strategist for the Barack Obama campaign, all right? Just pretend that I am for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Pitch me what's the strategy going forward to win in November if we want to have your votes and the votes of all of your friends. John, why don't you begin?
Well, I think Obama better come and start saying better things about what he's going to do, because he just keeps on saying, well, we can do what we can do, what we can do, and he's not telling me what he's able to do. Where, you know, when I was with the Hillary, she was saying that when I'm elected, I plan on doing this and that, and he's everything about we and not about I, and he better start saying something like, when I'm going to be president, I'm hoping to do this and that, and I'm not hearing what I want to hear from him yet.
Maggie?
Well, if they team up, well, you know I'm a Hillary supporter, and I was just thrilled with the way she handled herself during the evening. And for, to me, she gets stronger and stronger. He needs her experience, because experience is what he doesn't have. And, you know, his views on some of the things in education, I happen to be a teacher, I don't agree with. And I'm hoping that he can sit down with, you know, people from the NEA or, you know, other school organizations and really sit down and see what's going on in education.
All right, so both of you are focused on policy. That's very, very interesting. If Hillary Clinton is not on the ticket, John and Maggie, what would you do then?
I have a wait-and-see attitude, because I'm having a real difficult time with this right now, because I've heard great orators before, full of sound and fury, that say absolutely nothing. And right now, he's a very, very good speaker. I've seen people and crowds be fooled before, and I just have to really scrutinize harder Barack Obama.
John Vivo, you get the last word. Would you vote for John McCain?
I hate to say, but if it comes down to it, I might have to, because he's not going to beat him. He has to come out and start saying more things about what he's going to do for everybody. And he needs support, because he's not that well-liked. He doesn't have the education. He doesn't have the input. He doesn't have the main people behind him. And as you need that as to be our president.
All right.
And
John, I hear you. I hear you. John Vivo and Maggie Wellington, two data points in Boardman, Ohio, in the crucial state of Ohio, speaking to us outside of Youngstown. John and Maggie, thank you for joining us.
Take care.
Thank you.
Well, they're interesting.
Barack doesn't have the education.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
That's Henry Bass, senior editor from Essence. There's lots of opinions and lots of thought, and I think there's a tremendous amount of raw feeling at the moment. We're going to have to see how this all plays out. We did get some thoughts from folks listening at home, and this is from Paul in North Salem, New York. He says, it is not, as John H. said, I guess that's you, John Hockenberry, birthday boy, up to Obama to figure out how to deal with Hillary's voters. It is up to Hillary, and so far she has not done the right thing for the party or the country.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, certainly, I think Hillary wants Obama to believe that she's the reality that he has to deal with, but that's an interesting point. So what do you think? Does Barack Obama have to convince those two voters if they're a, kind of a sample of a larger population?
Ironically, he needs to convince working class voters and women, and it seemed like, I don't want to project who those guys were, but it seems like they were working class, you know, certainly a, you know, not upper class, and that resistance, that reluctance is very, very real. I'm almost thinking that Barack needs to go with the old Southern white man as his running mate, because that Southern bloc is, you know, while he did very well in the primaries there, it's going to be a totally different picture come November.
Well, here's another response from Murmu NYC. It's not necessarily Hillary Clinton that can't let go. It's the millions of people who deserve a voice in this historic primary. Even Barack Obama said that superdelegates should go the way of the popular vote. He's singing an entirely different tune now. I won't be voting for McCain come November, but I also might not be voting Barack Obama for him.
You know, what does that mean? Those 17 million voters for Hillary Clinton have a voice. What does that mean? It sounds like the only way that could possibly be reflected is if she's on the ticket, as Congresswoman, the co-chair was saying, from Florida, the Congresswoman from Florida.
But it seems like what Barack was saying is, I'm going to have a major role for you with health care. Like, I have a job for you in my administration overseeing health care. That's what I was getting last night. Or if you run with me, that, although he's talked about health care in, I think, strong ways, but not like her. But I didn't get that he was making an overture for her to have a major role like VP. I didn't get that at all last night.
I mean, I'm feeling from these people that it's kind of almost an ultimatum in their minds.
It is. I mean, it's
so
her
aren't
tribe.
You, aren't you?
I want to be a fly on the wall in Barack Obama's office and in Hillary Clinton's office to hear the kinds of discussions that are happening right now.
Sounds like a Nollywood film.
Yes, Fly on the Wall. Fly on the Wall. The campaign 2008.
The Fly
on the Wall. Starring Adore Udoji from Nollywood.
Right. Patrick Henry Bass, Senior Editor of Essence, thanks for joining us.
Keep your responses coming to anything you've heard on today's show. B-movie titles for the campaign, your favorite cover, what to do with Hummers. Send us your stories at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE.